Hi, I'm Tyler Williams, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I got a 4x4 jacked up Ford, taking pretty girls on the back 40 tour. Got a burnt CD, Blair and Joe. Speed's 35, but we always running 50. Circle of bricks, ran out of fire pit. We got the fixings on the side with that fresh catfish. Cut off tees next to cut off jeans. Probably from a rider if you know what I mean. We were way out raised. We got a small town made. No buy-in, a name, no price you can pay to be muddy water saved. We cash in our days at that old river bank. You keep your stacks, we'll keep the sticks. Friday's catching up, chasing a little love. Paid orders growing up, it's the real country club. If we can, then we make it, we earn it, we don't take it. We've been passing down a seven for three generations. We were way out raised, we got a small town name. No buy-in, a name, no price you can pay to be muddy water shade. We cash in our days at that old river bank. We'll keep the sticks. We're redneck rich. We were way out raised. We got a small town made. We're buying a name, no price you can pay. We were way.
Well, we continue with our interviews, and Tyler Williams with me.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Great. Now, Tyler, you've got a sort of a split career here as a singer as well as a racing driver. Let's just talk about the racing drive and get that out of the way first.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I started racing as a kid when I was 19, and today that's not even the norm. The norm is racing at 5, 6, 7 years old. But for me, I was still a kid and got to race in the NASCAR Weekly Series, and that was my dream. I wanted to be the next Jeff Gordon, right? And we ran out of sponsorship money after about 5 years, and I was ready to make the leap. And so I got out of racing for a number of years, and I was pretty jaded about the experience, but I loved it so much, and I just knew I had to get back to it. And so about 5 or 6 years ago, jumped back into racing on dirt and became a sprint car driver. And so I have a background in both asphalt and dirt racing, and I still think there's room for me as a driver. You know, Marty Robbins was the last singer to race NASCAR, at least at the high level that I'm aware of. You know, Kyle Petty's dabbled in music and the NASCAR ecosystem. They took a bunch of drivers and put out a compilation album. I think it was back in the 80s or 90s. But I don't know of any true driver who has done both racing and music at that level since Marty Robbins. And so I'm working to be that next guy, and I'm excited about that journey, and it's been fun so far.
Yeah. So what came first, the driving or the music?
So music actually came first. I was singing in middle school in a choir and got to sing in front of 4,000 people at a theater in Atlanta called the Fox Theater. And it's a historic theater. And so to see that night after night, 4,000 people, it lit me up. Like, this is what I was born to do. Now, would you have guessed that 2 years later at a house party with some friends trying to impress, you know, my buddies, the girl I was crushing on, I had one bad performance, forgot the lyrics to the first song, and I walked away from music for a decade because I said to myself that night, I don't want to experience that again. The pain, the frustration, the embarrassment, it overwhelmed me. And just as a kid, I didn't know what to do, right? Nobody came back and put their hand on my around my neck and said, hey, you're going to get them next time. I just made a decision to walk away from it. And it took a karaoke night about 10 years later after a breakup to get me back up on stage. And I realized, man, that's what I've been missing. So music came first. It's always been a love of mine. I mean, ever since, even before I really had words, I was making sounds as a kid. And I just loved music my whole life.
So was it always country?
It wasn't always country. You know, I grew up, my dad at the time was listening to what they would say oldies. So you get Marvin Gaye, and my mom's listening to gospel and Christian music growing up in the South. You know, you get Christian music. And so those are kind of my two worlds I grew up in. And then as I started to hit middle school, and I'm listening to Top 40 radio. So you got Mariah Carey and Boys to Men. My brothers listen to a little bit of country. My aunt, some family members listen to country. So I got a little bit of everything. And I think that's what shaped a little bit of my styling today is not just one piece of music. You know, I've loved country music. I've gone through a punk rock music phase, listening to NoFX and Pennywise and stuff like that. And it always, you know, initially was like, I don't want to do country. It's its own thing. It's great, but it's not for me. And then eventually it sucked me in and I couldn't get away from it. And you know, my high school years were George Strait and going to Strait Fest and seeing all these amazing talented guys and girls singing, and you know, Brad Paisley when he's first getting started. And so country has always been a big love of mine since high school.
Is this your debut album?
This is my third EP. You know, I put out one. I wrote a book about the journey of going through that process of deciding not to sing and what that meant to me for a decade, putting that on the side and how to reawaken that, called I Have a Voice. And so I put that out. When I put the book out, I said I need to put music with it because they just need social proof that this story existed and that I really can sing at some level. So I put an EP out with that book. We wrote 5 songs in 5 days and put them straight into the studio. And for what it was great, right? It was something to be proud of. And I got done with it and I said, you know what? We can do something even better. I don't feel like I've even, you know, got below the depths of what's available as far as my artistry, songwriting, singing. And so put out another one in 2017, 18, I believe. And again, it's like, man, like I can't get away from this. I've got to keep making it because it was such a fun process and you get to meet so many amazing writers and producers. And so this is the third project we put out. It's 7 tracks. I've co-written 5 of the 7 and it's just been a fun process. You know, I've been up in Nashville for about a year now. You know, I'm from Atlanta, lived in Atlanta area my whole life and finally said, I've got to be in Nashville because that's where it's happening. So I made the move about a year ago and it's just been a lot of fun meeting a lot of amazing people, writers, artists, producers, just people in the industry who love country music. And there will be more music this year, but Spotlight, we're still in the middle of promoting it and having fun talking about it.
And is there a single from it?
Yeah, the lead single is called Spotlight. We just released a video, and so it's out. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it on theboot.com. And it's actually premiering this week on the Country Network, so having a TV premiere with it. So a lot of fun stuff.
That's great. So do you perform a lot? Have you got your own band?
Yeah, we typically, depending on where we're playing, you know, we've got a core group of guys who go out with us and play, and we stick to mostly dates in the Southeast, and we're hoping to put some more dates on the calendar for 2020.
What about Europe?
I've been to Europe. My brother, he actually married an English woman, so he's lived in England for about 5 years, and he just moved away, but I've spent a lot of time in England, but I never played, so I'm hoping to make the trip over and play some dates.
Good. It's been great talking to you, Tyler.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Good.
Hi, I'm Tyler Williams, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
She's getting ready in the bathroom mirror. I know I'm lucky just to be with her. She's one of a kind. She blows my mind. It happens every time. Got everyone's attention, all eyes on her, but I'm fine with it. I take a backseat when she's with me, cause I love to see her shine. When she steals the spotlight, like a red rock sunset headliner, keep it going all night. Those mainstay sound waves always hit you just right. She'll even like a New York Broadway marquee sign. She don't have to try when she steals the spotlight.
the party. I show her off and I ain't even sorry. Turning heads, making them stare, 'cause that's my girl right there. She steals the spotlight like a red rock sunset headliner. Keep it going all night. Those main stage sound waves always hit you just right. She don't even realize she's like a New York Broadway marquee sign. She don't have to try, but she steals the spotlight. She steals my heart out of my chest. She steals the show and she takes my breath. When she steals the spotlight. When she steals the spotlight. She steals the spotlight like a red rock sunset headliner. It's going all night. Those main stage sound waves always hitting her just right. She don't even realize she's like a New York Broadway marquee sign. She don't have to try when she steals the spotlight.